Well, for millions and millions of American kids and their parents, Sesame Street was there when they learned how to count or learn the alphabet or learned how to share. But how's this for a lesson on Sesame Street? Listen.
All this talk about my dad and where he is got me really upset.
Oh, because your daddy's away?
And you miss him?
Yeah, but because of where he is, too. My dad's in jail.
In jail? Why?
I don't like to talk about it. Most people don't understand.
For the first time, Sesame Street is reaching out to kids with incarcerated parents in a new initiative called Little Children, Big Challenges, Incarceration. Mike Riggs, an associate editor at Reason Magazine, recently blogged about the Sesame Street program, writing, "Congratulations, America, on making it almost normal to have a parent in prison or jail." Mike Riggs joins me now. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Todd. Thanks for having me on.
And thanks for being on. A little bit sarcastic there, but the point is taken. When once a Muppet is giving voice to a problem that one in 28 kids have, it's a pretty entrenched problem.
Yeah, and it's been an entrenched problem for a while, actually. I mean, our prison population in the U.S. peaked in 2007. It's come down, you know, a couple hundred thousand since then. We still have, you know, almost 7 million people under some form of correctional supervision, ranging from either prison, jail, probation, parole, halfway houses, something like that. So it's, you know, I don't actually blame Sesame Street for normalizing what, you know, a child having a parent in prison, but it's, I think Sesame Street is reacting to the normalization of that. So, you know, once you feel that a much loved and largely positive children's show has to address this, that's sort of alarming.
It can be alarming. And yet the benefit for those one in 28 children to hear a conversation like that might be extremely beneficial to the child.
Oh, I definitely think it is. There's still a sort of problem, though, that it, maybe you can make, you know, a third grader who has a parent in jail or prison, maybe you can make them feel a little more normal, or maybe you can help their classmates understand what they're going through. But the we're never going to be able to get around the stigma for the parents themselves and their ability to be breadwinners and their ability to support those children. Arrests, jail time, convictions, all of those have really deleterious effects on the ability of people to vote, to get jobs, to get a driver's license, to get an occupational license, to get more higher education or any higher education. So it's sort of, I mean, again, it's like it's great to put a, you know, to put some gauze over the wound, I guess, but there's more serious treatments that need to be done.
Mike Riggs, is there any reason to believe that the normalization that comes with, you know, Sesame Street addressing one in 28 children having a parent in jail, that this is an inflection point in the war on drugs and the prison population incarcerating people for drug offenses, or has that inflection point already happened?
I mean, I think this is, I honestly think that November 2012, when Colorado and Washington voters said, you know, they weren't saying we're pro pot. They're saying we can't, it's obscene to ruin as many lives as we have with this aspect of the drug war and to spend as much money as we have with this aspect of the drug war. So we're going to reverse that. And I think that was sort of an inflection point. You know, the Congress had Eric Holder, Attorney General Eric Holder, testified before Congress last week, and several Congress members grilled him over the fact that the Bureau of Prisons absorbs 1/3 of the Department of Justice budget. And, you know, so you have that sort of, there's a sort of defensiveness on the side of people managing the incarceration state. And you also have the House has formed an overcriminalization committee.
That's going to be addressing this as well.
Yeah.
Well, when members of Congress and the Justice Department and perhaps most importantly Sesame Street notice the overcrowding of prisons, it's time to take notice. Mike Riggs, associate editor at Reason Magazine. Mike, thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.